B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Hey, welcome into Checkpoint XP Daily for Friday!
Yes!
August 9th, 2019, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on the Talk of Las Vegas, 101.5 FM and 720 AM, as well as KJR 950 in Seattle, Washington. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, looks like more companies are lining up to blame violent video games for mass shootings. Plus, we're going to sit down and get to know Show You Suck, one of my all-time favorite rappers, and even if you've heard this interview before, you're going to want to stick around. Those conversations are ahead here today on Checkpoint XP. But we start today with just a weird story. Borderlands 3, the devs on this project are being so protective of their game that they actually sent a private investigator to someone's house who had gotten their hands on some leaks about Borderlands 3.
Robbie? Allegedly now, because I don't think that this guy has actually posted any proof of the investigators themselves.
Okay.
But, yes, popular Borderlands YouTuber SupMatto vanished for a little while. His Discord went offline. He, you know, deleted his Twitter and all that stuff. Recently came back out with a video and explained that two private investigators showed up to his house on behalf of Take-Two Interactive to basically question him about the leaked Borderlands 3 info
now
that
what,
he had came across.
What leaked Borderlands 3 info are you talking about?
What exactly...
What did he do?
Yeah, what did he get his hands on?
So according to him and a few other YouTubers that are sort of on his side is that they had noticed in a test video for EchoCast, which is a Twitch extension for Borderlands 3,
okay,
that there was an account name on there that was a bunch of gibberish. It was basically randomly generated. And looking that up, found a bunch of other ones had all been streaming Borderlands 3 privately, so you couldn't watch the streams. However, you could still see the accounts in thumbnails of what was going on the stream, and by refreshing and look at those, they basically
you
got
could
screen
get, Yeah, you could get some screen grabs.
You could literally find like the little thumbnail image next to the video.
Correct.
And blow that up.
So, according to him, it was a crafty workaround, but they did nothing illegal, nothing that anybody else
couldn't do. Yeah.
Couldn't do.
How,
yeah.
And he also said that the way of doing this wasn't found by him either. However, Take-Two has actually, IGN reached out to them, and they had responded back saying that Take-Two and 2K take their security and confidentiality of trade secrets very seriously, and the actions we've taken is the result of a 10-month investigation and a history of this creator profiting from breaking our policies, leaking confidential information about our product, and infringing our copyright.
Now, here's the thing. Video game companies and other, you know, big content companies have not gone, you know, this is not the first time they've gone after somebody.
Oh,
they've
sure.
Done
no. This is not
a bunch of things in terms of, you know, DCMA, DMCA
yep.
takedowns,
desist letters,
C&Ds, stuff like that. So this is not uncommon. What is uncommon about this story, if it is indeed true, is the concept of sending a private eye to somebody's house, like sending some old gumshoe to somebody's house. You know, I'm just thinking of like the dudes from L.A. Noire with the little, with the caps,
exactly,
with the triplies and the trench coats running. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we heard you've been looking up some confidential secrets, hey?
Like, you know, they even talk like that?
Yeah,
wow, okay.
I really hope that all private investigators still have a transatlantic accent, just for my personal enjoyment. Like, that's why you never hear the accent anymore, because it's been specifically reserved for private eyes.
Private eyes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and how often do you run into a private eye? If they're doing their job, you never run into them. So,
it was a dark and stormy night when Take-Two came into my office. Right away, I could tell they were trouble. Trouble with a capital T.
Like, this is such a strange story.
Because it doesn't seem like Take-Two is denying that any of this happened.
No, not really.
And what I find really interesting, I'd like to know a little bit more about this guy's history, if apparently he has been leaking info. You know, I understand a content creation company taking their trade secrets very seriously. I just don't, like... Like, I feel like everything short of knocking on your door is, you know what I mean? Like, that's where I draw the line.
All right, go ahead and send the cease and desist letter. Go ahead and do your thing.
Do you know how close, Take-Two, do you know how close you are to being Jay and Silent Bob from Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back? He said, what about me on the internet? Like,
that's literally almost what that is.
This is ridiculous.
My only theory on, like, why you would do this is if, like, he's posting these images, right?
Right.
My only theory is if you genuinely are trying to figure out how did he get them? Like, you don't have the answer. That's the only reason I can think of to do that.
That was kind of the direction that I was going on. Because if the way that he is getting these is purely, like, anyone could do it type stuff. But you at Take-Two are saying, no, the stuff he has isn't just publicly traded or stuff that's available publicly. He has to be doing something else.
Some untoward.
The only other way you'd be able to figure that out is if you talk to him in person.
Yeah.
Which apparently Sutman did talk to them for like 20 to 40 minutes, of which afterwards he's like, I shouldn't have done that.
No.
I should have just told them to leave my property.
No, Matt, you could have just told them go away.
Yeah.
If they don't show you a warrant,
yeah,
you're within your rights to say
they can't be on your property.
Yes, go away.
I mean, isn't this really shocking, like, inside of the video game industry, though? I mean, like, maybe not so much inside of the media or intellectual property, like, inside of those conversations, but I don't think I've ever heard about this coming out of the video game world.
That's, I think,
especially, like, you think about how many things, you know, like, illegal kind of come out of between emulation and intellectual property rights, you know, like fan-made creations, like that's even an issue right there, you know, like
looking at you, Nintendo.
Like, this is stuff that we have to navigate all the time, but this is the first time in all of that history that I've heard of someone actually coming to someone's door.
And that's where, like, I think the disconnect is for me, because I'm not, like, I don't feel shock. I don't feel outrage. I don't feel upset. I just feel that is so weird.
Weird. Yeah. Yeah. Like, if somebody came to the station one day and was like, we heard what you said about EA. You know what I mean? Like, that would be, wouldn't that be wild?
And
that,
like,
would be the craziest thing.
And we found out that they were like an EA representative.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that would be really, really strange. And it would border on some.
Why didn't you just send an email or something?
We have a phone number, guys. You could, that said, would you mind coming upstairs and recording something with us? Because we need to get this for posterity.
I feel like the YouTuber in question here, you know, because he decided to sit down with these investigators, like, yeah, I sending an email would have been exactly as effective as showing up at his doorstep.
Maybe, yeah. I feel like there's definitely stuff that probably both sides aren't letting on. His Discord server was also shut down. There were 7 copyright strikes levied against his YouTube channel. And both Twitch...
That's enough to shut it down.
Yep, yeah, absolutely. And Twitch actually... his Twitch channel's still up, but both Twitch and Discord had basically, like, done their own investigation,
like, suspended
of his
him.
Stuff as well. And Discord specifically said that the reason that his Discord was shut down was because they found that he was involved in selling, promoting, or distributing cheats, hacks, or cracked accounts.
Ah, well, see, that's a much bigger deal, and that also lends a little bit of credence to what Take-Two is saying.
Which, you know, he does not...
He doesn't deny. He said nothing
that he's done is illegal or anything like that. So there's a lot of he says, she says. He may
have a very different definition of what he thinks is illegal versus what the law says is illegal. Yeah. You know, you see that all the time on live PD where, you know, they pull somebody out of the car and then they have an entire mason jar full of weed. And then they're like, no, that was in the glove compartment. The glove compartment was locked. I didn't give you permission to search there. That's illegal. No, it's not. Actually, you're going to jail. You're going to jail.
As of his last video, he says, you know, my plan is to see how I feel come September. I don't know if I want to play the game. I don't know if I want to make videos anymore.
No, oh, no.
I don't know where I'm going to be at. So.
Oh, forsooth. I
oh,
am
no.
I don't know.
I don't. Will anyone else be able to fill in the shoes of random YouTube? Yeah.
I don't know
for Borderlands 3 content creation.
You think there's going to be a shortage of Borderlands 3 content?
No. Not at all.
No, I'd be surprised if it was.
Have we seen any calls for like boycotts on Borderlands 3 because of this?
We did. That's actually what kind of brought this story to the forefront and got my eyes on it. Was one day on Twitter, boycott Borderlands 3, and I'm like, oh man, what now?
It won't work.
No.
I'm just saying.
No, the game's has already and will continue to make a lot of money. Didn't they announce they sold like 2 million more copies of Borderlands 2 because of this game?
Since May.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, listen, we know boycotts specifically in the video game world rarely work. When was the last time one worked?
Battlefront 2.
Battlefront 2 might have been the last time.
Yep.
And that was only because of the microtransactions. I don't know if you're going to be able to.
Maybe the only example I can even think of.
I don't have another one, by the way. That's the most recent and only I can think of.
So I think the takeaway here is, listen, if you deal in leaks or in secrets and stuff like that, like, you have to tread very lightly and carefully on that.
There could be consequences. Same thing goes for data mining.
And the thing is that, again, because you're doing something that is quasi-legal, or at least the legality of
operates
it
is in the gray area.
It is questionable enough, right, that other areas that you operate in might also come to light that you don't want people knowing about.
I think the takeaway is, if you do shady stuff like that, don't talk to the private investigators or show up at your door.
Duh.
Jesus.
You know, that's a good part of it. If they're law enforcement and they come with a warrant, you got to let them in. But other than that, you can tell them to pound sand.
Well, I mean, even in that case, you know, don't
how
say
old are
it.
You? Pound sand? That was a Joe level statement.
Wow, you're right. I almost missed that. Thank you, Norris.
It's one of the colloquialisms that I love. You've never heard that before? Go pound sand?
No, not from anyone under the age of 85.
Sonny, go pound sand.
I don't like it.
All right. Well, we want to hear from you. Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. And you can tell us to go pound sand. Still ahead on Checkpoint XP, we're going to talk to Show You Suck. He's one of my all-time favorite MCs. You're going to want to stick around for that conversation. That'll wrap up today's Checkpoint XP Daily. But ahead next, it's this same song and dance again. There are some companies out there that are now blaming violent video games for mass shootings. You knew that the companies were going to be on the heels of this after the politicians got their hands on it. That's coming up next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Companies now are getting on the violent video game bandwagon, starting to blame them for things that they're not responsible for. Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. My name's Nate Bender. So glad to have you along. I want to thank everyone listening on WXSM Tri-Cities, Tennessee, as well as ESPN Phoenix 620. Checkpoint XP Daily is now a part of the BPod Network at bpodstudios.com. For more great listening options, like If You Give a Rick a podcast for kids about the world of children's books and nerd radio, for everything from sci-fi to wrestling to all things nerdy in between, go to bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. So there are some companies out there that have decided to echo the sentiments of some of our leaders in Congress and in government and even the president himself, and actually start to blame violent video games through their actions for violence.
Yeah, I mean, start with Walmart, right? So the past couple days, Walmart employees have been receiving memos instructing them to remove, quote, any signing or displays that contain violent images or aggressive behaviors. And I got to take this stance on it. Whether or not you as a company believe violent video games influence violence.
Sure.
By making this stance, you are lending credence to the thought.
Well, yes.
Even if you're just coming at it from, and this is the best possible scenario, you're just coming at it from the stance of, you know what, the optics of it don't look good right now. We'll just do this for the short term.
Absolutely.
You're still lending credence to something the science doesn't back
Listen,
up.
Listen, here's, and I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to just straight up say this. This is the most hollow gesture any company could have ever done, ever.
Totally.
Well, because here's the point, is that we know the science doesn't back this up. We've looked at this. There have been multiple studies that said that there's difficulty to make the link. At best, the results have been inconclusive.
Yeah.
So
so many studies have shown that there is no direct link.
Right. By doing this, though, not only do you lead credence to the argument, you also sort of obfuscate the fact that you, as Walmart, also sell guns.
There, thank you.
You can't say that video games are the problem when you can't be a mass shooter. If you don't have a gun.
Yeah. I think that's a very important point because you can remove all of the signage, the violent signage that you want. And let's be honest here. Let's be completely honest. There are no Mortal Kombat 11 stand-ups that have like huge depictions of fatalities. Those things don't exist, right? Like the idea that video games solely use violence as a tactic for marketing is a total misnomer because most of the stands that you see, you know,
are just a character.
Yeah, it's a character and maybe they have a gun, or it's a character and maybe they have a sword. And I think that that's more along the lines of what they're going to end up removing.
Let me tell you.
And not something that is an actual depiction of violence. So that's kind of the first thing that sticks in my craw.
And it's far more likely that standee is going to be a sexy girl in a skimpy outfit.
Thank you.
Than to be like, you know, Sub-Zero holding Scorpion's head or something.
That's a phenomenal point. But the way that they make it sound, it's like there's a whole ton of these incredibly violent stand-ups. That is not true.
Yes.
Just not true.
What are they going to do about games that actually have like the violence on the cover? Is it going to be like when you used to go into FYE and the adult section had like the little cutouts in front of it with the question mark on it?
They have not put out any statement saying that they'll be taking violent video games off the shelves.
Nope.
They're not doing anything that actually would cost them money.
Correct.
They're not doing anything that would have put, you know, to show that they had any skin in the game. That's why this is hollow.
Oh, yeah.
And all it does is pay lip service to a talking point that, let's be frank, a lot of the demographics where a lot of people go to Walmart are going to take some of this stuff just at face value.
But I need to go back to a point, Norris, that you made earlier, is that Walmart is a distributor and seller of guns, right? Like, that point can't be understated enough. You're going to remove the marketing for video games, which you say causes violence, but yet you're going to sell the thing that actually causes the violence. There is a mixed message here at best.
Yeah, in the spirit of transparency, I will say it's not just video games that are being targeted. It's also movies, and even like in the weapons section, like any videos of like hunting themes, those are all gone as well. But the point still stands. You still sell rifles.
Yeah. And you know, the other part of this is that you know that they're going to go right back to displaying these things as soon as this is no longer a hot button.
Over.
Yeah, exactly. As soon as this is no longer a hot button topic and people aren't talking about it and people aren't lighting their hair on fire about it, they're going to move on and they're going to do what they need to do to be able to make money. That's the core part of a business. That's why this whole stance makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense. You're cutting your nose off to spite your face, and you're making, as Norris had pointed out, a hollow gesture that doesn't even curb the problem that, you know, your actions in the first place imply. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and we need to shift our focus onto ESPN, who has also made a similar move. they've decided that they're going to postpone the Apex Legends XP Invitational that they were getting ready to do in the wake of the shootings. And I'd like to pose a theory, just if I can.
Sure.
No one was going to watch that.
Oh!
No one was going to watch. So you decided, you know what?
Shots fired.
Maybe since we're not going to get any viewership, maybe instead we'll just get a little good PR.
That's, you know what? That's not, listen, you're not wrong. I mean, the bottom has kind of fallen out on the interest in Apex tournaments. That's for sure. So maybe they did. Maybe they realized that they backed the wrong horse on that one. Maybe.
I mean, that could be a part of it. But at the same time, I understand this move more than I understand Walmart's move. I'm not saying I agree, but I understand this move a little bit more, because if you're going to make the argument about violence in video games, that's something that, hey, ESPN has taken the time to record this, to put it on, offer, you know, prize pools or whatever, iron out a time slot for it. So there's work that actually went into this.
Sure.
That now will be essentially either for naught or will be postponed.
Yeah.
Because of a, you know, of a terrible, terrible event that happened. And I can understand, to avoid said backlash of showing a somewhat violent video game, that yeah, they say, okay, we don't want to do that. I get it. But again, it pays credence to an argument that's, one, not based in science, and two, I feel like ESPN and a lot of these other big companies really, if this is what they believe, that video games cause violence, then the bottom of the entirety of let's show esports on TV falls out from sure. underneath them.
Absolutely.
And they need to, and they would have to need to then abandon esports as an idea at that point, because so many of them do have some form of violence. And so if that's what you think, then you can't display it. Or as a matter of fact, you shouldn't play football, because football is a violent sport too. So don't have that on ESPN, because football causes aggression.
By the way, we got to make sure to source Rod Breslau Slasher on this story from ABC and ESPN, because I did see him whining about not getting attribution about that. Oh. So there you go, Slasher. We got you. We want to hear from you. Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Let us know what you feel about Walmart pulling their ads for video games.
And don't forget, we have an op-ed on this very topic on CheckpointXP.com.
That's right. It's coming up next on Checkpoint XP. We're going to get to know Show You Suck. He is one of my all-time favorite MCs, coming from the Chicago area. The one, the only, the original Rad God joins us next. Show You Suck, right here on Checkpoint XP.
Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
I had the high score since I was a youngin'. These lames with controllers just frontin'. I had the high score since I was a youngin'. Them cheat codes you using mean nothing. Bun up since sun up. Wake up and me and my comrades, no copy or shake up.
Rapper Show You Suck joins us here in a moment on Checkpoint XP Daily. I want to welcome everyone in on CBS Sports Radio 1300 in Baltimore, as well as the Ticket 1230 in Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina. Make sure you're following us on our officially partnered Twitch channel over at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. We've got tons of new emotes, including two brand new emotes, thanks to the generosity of our growing live community. You can celebrate the launch of the new Not Your Player 2 podcast, a podcast about esports and video games. games from the female perspective with the Sarah emote. Check it out over at our Twitch page, twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Joining us now, and I am so excited to have this guy on the show. I've been wanting to interview him for a long, long time. Show You Suck, Chicago rapper, is joining us here on Checkpoint XP show. Welcome to the show.
To the show.
To the show.
I'm very, very glad to be here.
So, Show, you rap a lot about video games. Can you kind of speak to what video games mean to you personally and creatively?
Yeah, absolutely. Video games saved my life. I grew up on the west side of Chicago. Where I was born wasn't exactly the safest. So my mom figured out that if she just, like, got me a Nintendo and, like, kept movies in front of me, I just pretty much just, like, it kept me out of a lot of trouble. So I definitely grew up just, like, playing games and, like, people that I went to school with who, like, you know, like, joined gangs and, like, got into other illegal activities and shit. Like, I was just at home, like, and Contra, trying Sonic and failing at it miserably, like, so, and that carries on to my later life too. You know, it was really like a first love of mine. So it was video games, and playing video games with other people was kind of a new experience for me because it was always such a solo thing for so long. So it's gone from being like my babysitter to now being a bonding tool.
Yeah, I had a very similar experience, man. Being somebody who grew up in Detroit, and yeah, video games totally, you know, kept you out of trouble because you were in the house, you weren't in the streets, you know what I'm saying? But I'm always curious about is somebody who also, you know, use rap as a creative outlet and also to bond with my friends and stuff, right? Gaming found its way into my music somehow because it was a part of who I was. How, you know, when it comes to your writing process, are you one of those people who go, man, I'm really thinking about, you know what I'm saying, like Contra right now, and I think this Contra line would be hot? Or does it turn into you just start writing and it just spills out extemporaneously?
Both. Yeah, both of those things happen. There's some cases where, like maybe a sound in there, right? Maybe a sound in there will remind me of Contra. So somewhere in there, I'm like, I got to mention Contra. And there's other cases where, like, I'm writing a song where there's nothing video game related in my head, right? And one line will lead to another line that'll probably just lead me into a video game reference. So both ways. It definitely happens both ways. I made a lot of music in my earlier years not referencing anything like that. You know, when a lot of my earlier years in rap, I just kind of, like, made rap music that was just, like, about me just being a really good rapper and not really much else to it. And then I had a pivotal moment where I made one song that mentioned, like, anime I was into and mentioned, like, vinyl toys that I was into and video games and, like, a bunch of my friends who, like, really didn't pay much attention to my music was really stoked on it. And I was like, wow, this is something I, like, hit something here, you know? So I just, like, leaned on it. And it's not, like, a requirement for every song of mine to, like, mention a video game at all. It's just like as it comes along. But man, it's really crazy how people light up when they hear those references. It's so cool.
Well, speaking of those references, you do have a line, Final Fantasy VII taught me how to be a man. And as someone who's Final Fantasy, like that was the game that I realized, all right, I'm a gamer. There's something special here. What was it about Final Fantasy VII that spoke to you so deeply?
Final Fantasy VII taught me to be a man. Before I hit the train, I packed the hood of smoking gram. Mama taught me when I leave the house, just have a plan. That hard with a vengeance, what we're watching on a man. Play
running. It was the first video game where it was a commitment, right? For me. It was a commitment. It was a three. What was it? Three discs? Was it three or four discs?
It was. Yeah, it was.
It was three discs, and at that time, I was using a third-party memory card. And I don't know if any of you guys know about third-party stuff back in the day. It was
It was hit or miss.
I had one of those Mad Cats memory cards that you could flip. You had the button on them, right? Yeah, you had the button on it, and you could flip between different save profiles, which was just a convenient way of just erasing your memory. I don't know how I ever got back to one of those save profiles, but yeah, I never figured it out.
You guys should have just kept your PlayStation on for 2 weeks straight.
Yeah, I made it to the third disc on Final Fantasy, and, like, this one particular day, I was, like, going back in to play it, and that memory card wiped everything.
Oh, no! So was that the moment where you're like, man up, just hold back the tears?
There you go. Exactly. I was like, you know what? I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start from the start again. And it was the first time I ever, like, did that. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start from the beginning again and just run it. And it was the first time I was, you know, you felt the peace of, like, defeat that was past just, like, losing all your lives, right? It wasn't just, like, losing all your lives.
I feel that
in
my soul.
I poured so much time into this game and lost everything. But, like, it. Like, I just dove back in and just, like, went for it. So that's kind of what I meant by that line. And what's funny is when I initially wrote that line, it was just like a line that made me laugh. So I wrote it. And then I really thought about it. It was like, wow, that game really did teach me a lesson.
Listen, I love that. I've loved that line. I've connected to that line every time I heard it. And I love the story behind it. That's an even much more fascinating story than I would have ever thought. You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. We're talking with Show You Suck. He's a rapper from Chicago. I got to know a little bit more about the Air Credits project that you have formed with the Hood Internet. And you know, this is such an amazing project. What was the inspiration behind starting Air Credits?
When me and the Hood Internet decided to work on a project together, definitely under the understanding that we wanted to be something different. Because, you know, Hood Internet had produced some songs for me, did some remixes for me. But, like, we just both had an inkling to, like, come together and, like, make this thing. And when we started going through production, there was a lot of synth and, like, sci-fi, like, almost 80s-esque sounding, like, soundscape. And when I heard that, I was like, wow, this is my opportunity to, like, really jump out the window. Because I'm a huge fan of, are you guys familiar with LP from?
Most definitely.
Big time.
Front of Jewels.
Yeah.
His project, I'll Sleep When You're Dead, was very formative for me. There's a 3-song arc in the middle of that album that's basically like a sci-fi hip-hop album. And I was always under the impression, I was like, wow, like, I wish this was like a whole album more so than just like this 3-song story arc. And I was like, wow, this is my chance to actually kind of do that. So basically we like started writing these songs about like a post-apocalyptic future where there's no more water and all the currency is actually air. And that's just like, basically I'm just like a rapping video game. we actually got a song in Far Cry New Dawn, which is like very similar to like the world that we built anyway.
That's
so Air Credits is sort of like my dream project, especially being like a gamer.
That dude, that is what's up. I love this project. Tell me a little bit about working on the album Arteria Verite with Sims of Doomtree and Icetap. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, that was like the most like rad and like nerve wracking experience.
How did that come about? Like, where did that come from?
All the parties involved, Hood Internet, me, and Sims, all kind of had relationships kind of apart from each other. I had opened for Doomtree a few times coming to Chicago. I had worked with POS a few times. And when me and the Hood Internet started working together, Sims actually brought us on tour before we even had an album out. So we had the ability to like test out material on the road and like, and you know, we got close and decided that, hey, like, let's just like work on a project. So Sims brought Icetap to Chicago. We got an Airbnb and basically like banged out the recording of the album in like a week. And it was really cool to be able to bring like other people into this like sandbox that like me and Steve created. And it's so cool to see other artists so like perceptive of like the world that I'm building, even though I really don't give people a lot of guidelines with it at all, or any, honestly. Yeah, it was like a dream project because I've been a fan. Y'all don't understand. I used to work in a mall and like fold t-shirts and listen to Hood Internet mixes and listen to Doomtree albums. So I'm like, here I am in this situation where I'm like making an album with like people who were like formative in my in my life. So it was like rad and really nerve-wracking and a real test of like, how do I navigate this situation and like make the best album possible. And it was great because Sims is such a great rapper. All I had to do was focus on was making strong hooks, and when I really wanted to rap, like when I really 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 wanted to rap, like I could just get a good verse off every few songs and like let him like really like do his shit.
Dude, that's what's up. And you know what? You guys came out with a great album. That is a classic. I recommend it highly to everyone. Arteria Verte.
Thank you so
it's
much.
Fantastic. Show You Suck has been our guest here on Checkpoint XP. Man, thank you so much for your time today. This has been an honor to talk to you.
Thank you.
Huge fan. Keep doing what you're doing. Love the music. And thank you so much for your time today.
Hey, y'all. Keep doing what y'all doing, man. This is f-ing cool, all right? Thank y'all for having me on. I appreciate it. I'm so stoked that y'all are doing this. This is so cool. I wish I had a group of friends that I was doing the same thing with. Much respect to y'all.
Oh, thank
appreciate
you.
It. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll leave scoop. I will leave couch. Yeah, I like soup. You name the chunk of deuce. You trill and show proof. Sip juice, then let loose. Mango the vinegar. Earn strike like bango. The rapper, the rapper. Toe tagger, toe tapper. Frank Castle, Frank Zappa. Facts under that Snapple cap. One caddy, no lacking. No caddy, no linking. No daddy, no thinking. We shake through brain and now we's back. Violence is lame. Get along, get along. Your raps won't get far. Start a blog, start a blog. Find a face to chill. Send a dog, send a dog. You swear and make moves. In a John, in a John. Set to come and look out. Four couches unannounced. Lil Curry shaking down. Eat, yelling down. Mr. Papadopoulos, Lil Webster apologist. Breakfast bagel sausages by fighting my sarcophagus. They jelly call them smuckers, the losers pack they luggage. Candy paint drippin', they jelly call them smuckers, the losers pack they luggage. Candy paint drippin', they jelly call them smuckers, the losers pack they
luggage. Thanks again to Show You Suck for his time. Make sure you check out the full version of that interview. It's available over at our website, checkpointxp.com. That's going to do it for today's Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Make sure you visit our website, checkpointxp.com, for insight on esports and gaming, as well as a full archive of podcasts and interviews. Join us Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at Weird At Last. Obviously, today's music provided by Show You Suck. This is Air Credits, All I Need, Part 2. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Producing and booking help from Christine Solis. And, of course, my co-hosts who pull double duty as producers for Checkpoint XP. Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's A. Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.